Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe, and I'm Sue Bird. We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show. A Touch More.
New episodes of A Touch More drop Tuesday only on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Welcome, everyone. Chindan, everyone, and welcome back to a Sopranos podcast.
Oh shit, we've been gone,
quarantine edition. We've been gone for so long.
I think the last time we recorded, we were in the same room, obviously, and NBA was canceled while we were recording, and like,
and Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson had just been diagnosed with COVID-19, so things were a little scary.
Yeah. It was probably exactly two months ago, and all the shit hit the fan.
Yep.
And now there's no shit hitting any fans anywhere. Everything's better now.
Yeah. It's fixed, dude.
Yeah, everything's better now. Thank God, because we all decided we'd walk away from it. We'd ditch the podcast. But then everybody wanted to hear more. So we decided to come back.
Also, we joined a little network called Blue Wire.
That's right.
Thank you to Blue Wire and our new listeners.
Thank you to Blue Wire. I believe we are the first non-sports podcast on Blue Wire. So...
hell yeah.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing, but you know.
It makes me nervous. It makes me nervous because I feel like I'm going to at some point have to go to an event where I need to talk sports. And that's just my anxiety is like here right now.
We got you. Right?
Yeah, I'll just slink behind you two during any conversation with anyone.
I tried to look as Goomba as possible. I wore my fucking Yankees jersey, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking Goomba'd out.
I can't wait for the Blue Wire convention where we have a booth and all these people.
Yeah, you fight somebody. Up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, so like,
go ahead.
Do you see my shirt?
Do you see my shirt?
For listeners, it says,
what does it say?
You have no good car ideas. You have no good car ideas.
That's
nice.
Great. I need that.
I'm wearing a television shirt.
This is now, and I think you should leave podcast.
Hey. I thought about converting, but you know,
we'll do a special episode
somewhere down the line. No, I was just, I was imagining though, if we do have a booth at the Blue Wire Fest, I would be at my NBA podcast booth all day, not with you guys. And, some guy would just like in a like Dolphins jersey would walk up to your booth and be like, finale sucked.
And I'd be like, very good point, sir.
Okay.
You'd just be eating a ton of chicken parm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so big news though, guys. I sent you the article earlier.
What?
Since COVID. What? You see this GQ article I sent you?
GQ article.
This is the headline. The Sopranos is the hottest show of 2020. Bada bing.
Hell yeah. I told you, I knew it. We were going to be so cutting edge and relevant by starting the Sopranos podcast. I knew it.
We knew a global pandemic was months away.
We didn't tell anyone.
Something was going to happen.
We were like, people are going to be fucking cooped up and they're going to watch the Sopranos. But no, did you see the stat? The stat is the Sopranos has skyrocketed 179%, and that's just on HBO now. It's also been on fucking Hulu, on Amazon Prime. I don't know if that's the same as HBO Go, but I mean, fucking, yeah. There's a lot of people watching.
No, Amazon, you would get it from like just like HBO on Amazon.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. Right. But do those numbers count the same as HBO now? I don't know. But I mean, still 179 fucking percent. I mean, this is crazy. Sopranos by the numbers.
I mean, I still can't believe that, like, you haven't watched the show before. Like, that's like fucking crazy to me.
You know what it is? It's all like fucking like, yeah, it's younger Gen Z people just discovering it.
Yeah, but I see people our age like posting like, "All right, I'm finally doing it." It's like,
well, because everybody's got to say that. Like true. Look at me, I'm so unique. I'm such an outlier. Like I haven't seen the best show ever. So of course you're gonna
also. I guess also like, I mean, the issue that my wife and I have run into is that you spend 8 hours trying to figure out what you're gonna watch because you've watched fucking everything. So like. So I guess people are like searching out more content than they normally would because we're cooped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. But also,
it's about like, fucking time. Okay. Seriously,
thank you for joining us, everyone.
Finally, Sopranos is popular. finally then, got its day in the sun.
But guys, a little sad update. Many Saints in Newark pushed to March 12th, 2021. Again, it was supposed to be out in September.
Well, that's
right.
I mean, but that's good.
Is it? Why is it good? Well, I mean, it's good that we can't go see it in a pandemic.
Right.
In that sense.
Right. Because like if it was released
in September when like the September, second wave is coming,
I don't know if I would have
wanted the second coming.
Yeah.
Or they're like, we'll just finish up Michael Gandolfini's scenes. We'll send him a camera and have him finish the scenes himself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's just self-taping. I'm worried that like
he's like he's got a set dresses like apartment in like 1960s 70s fucking
like
style
right. On like poster paper and like crayon. He could just
they just like they that. Send him all the set props like fucking shipped it to him. He's just got fucking tons of boxes in his house.
I'm worried that it's gonna like they probably won't do this, but. I'm a worrier, you guys. So, like, they're gonna overthink it in post, and like, because they have extra time now, and like, I don't know, who knows? There's probably gonna be a very different version that we see than what would have been released in September. Maybe. I don't know.
But, I mean, it's a valid point. Just knowing that how like crazy David Chase is, and like, probably like he's probably like stewing about it now, and like shit that he would change. And
yeah,
I would hope if they did that, they would make it longer.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be hour 15, 115 minutes right now. So just under 2 hours.
Okay. I would have liked 2.5.
I was hoping for 2.5. I was hoping for 3, let's be honest. Three, and no, then
that
would have
been too much.
A prequel. So. but yeah, that's like the upkeeping here. You guys want to dive into... so for everybody who might be a first time listener on Blue Wire and shit, this podcast is an episode by episode podcast. But unlike others, other podcasts out there, in the second half, we sort of do like an overarching discussion about the series. So there are spoilers, just so you know. So this is for the people who have watched it through at least once, or I think right now we're in the,
We're in season two. D-Girl was the last episode we watched.
D-Girl was the last episode we did. Great app. But this week, we're just doing a little catch-up. We're not covering the next episode, which I believe is Bust Out? Maybe? I don't know. But
I think you're right.
We're going to dive into a fan favorite segment called Fucking Internet. You guys ready?
Fucking Internet.
Fucking Internet.
That's the substitution for the actual soundbite. Because we're too lazy to put it in. But,
right.
So this segment, I source questions or comments about The Sopranos from Reddit, Twitter, and that's basically it. If you guys ever have a question or comment about the show, send it on in. What are our socials again?
It's osopranospod@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter @osopranospod.
All right,
just fucking do it.
I'm moving around a little bit.
Yeah,
thanks for letting us.
It's just like old. Yeah, it's just like old times. If we were in the same room, Joe would be doing the same thing. It's like fucking.
I'm trying to get the light right.
Except he did.
Okay.
away from the mic. Okay, so getting into it. Got a few topical things. Maybe we're all sick of this shit, but we're going to do it anyway. If COVID-19... Oh, this one from user Jacob Milwaukee on Reddit. If COVID-19...
Oh, yes. Is that like Nathan Detroit? Is that like Nathan Detroit and Guys and Dolls?
Yes. Great Guys and Dolls reference.
Yeah, Gen Z knows what you're talking about right there.
I didn't know what you were talking about. It's like Johnny New York.
Get some culture, dude.
I am, dude. I'm doing a fucking Sopranos podcast, man. I got all the culture I need. Right. Okay. Fucking get to it already. If COVID-19 had happened in the Sopranos show, how would it have affected the characters? Imagine that after season 3 of The Sopranos, the current COVID-19 crisis started. Deaths, lockdown, etc. How would it have affected the characters and their environment? How much of an economic hit would it make to the mob? I mean, I think...
Yeah, stores are going to be closed. Can't collect.
Yeah, you can't collect.
You got to... You gotta hope some PPE falls off a truck somewhere, you know.
Some toilet paper, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Get those N95 masks. I got a guy in China.
They're gonna set up so many shell companies so they can get the small business.
Yeah, that's loans. True. I mean, honestly,
do no show jobs.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. As you can see out here, I think because no one's driving, there's a lot more construction going on.
Yes. Oh, really?
They've got a lot more opportunity to like do construction on the roads.
Yo, I don't know what New Jersey is like, but yeah, like LA made the decision, or I guess the governor made the decision that people in California, at least, like construction could go on because it's out.
Yeah.
It's outside, so yeah. Yeah.
It's outside. You can socially distance.
It's yeah. You're not necessarily on top.
A little harder to socially distance at the executive game, but you know,
it'd be hard though if you were like working on a construction site and like Vito keeps trying to like fucking get all up in your grill and you're like, whoa, Vito, get away,
Vito. I like you.
Sound like a racehorse in there.
Yeah, I don't know how much they'd be using the porta potties, though. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Or they'd be sitting in a circle sunbathing. They would just come to the job site every now and then.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but guys, break it down for me. What two businesses since time immemorial have traditionally been recession proof?
Certain facets of the entertainment industry and our thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good, David. Very good.
Yeah, except the entertainment industry is not doing well. Yeah. Right?
No,
and I guarantee you, whatever is left of the mafia is not doing well.
No,
and also, yeah, sports betting. Like nobody's going to get lap dances at strip clubs. I mean, waste management. Good time for waste management, though.
True.
Probably this. But also stores are closed.
right,
stuff like that.
True.
I mean, what about the individual characters? Let's talk about the characters. Like, I mean, not much would change for fucking Uncle June.
I mean, we do have a segment. We do have a segment later on in that episode.
Oh yes, yes,
we
yes,
do.
Yes.
Where we do lines.
Yeah, we'll save that then.
We'll tiptoe.
Stay tuned, you guys.
I think also maybe they would be resort to stealing more things. Like they don't really steal that much, but like
home burglaries.
Whatever the case may be, maybe it's if some from these stores that are like closed. You know.
Yeah, so, yeah.
They do anytime like a character is like in a huge financial bind, they often rob people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
False insurance claims. Like,
I mean,
you know,
yeah. Polly and Min.
Do something.
Yeah, Polly and Min.
Going under the old lady's mattresses.
Lauren Bacall. Yeah. Getting clocked in the face, you know. It's usually old women that just get beat or killed.
What the fuck, Sopranos?
Yeah.
I mean, Greengrove would not be.
Can't be doing
good.
Well there.
Yeah, can't be doing well. Yeah.
Everybody would get their mothers out of Greengrove. Like,
I mean,
it would not be a place to
retirement be. Community in New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah.
Cannot be good.
Oof. Oof, Mom.
Be good.
All right. So moving on. this is also a little timely because so many people are watching it now in 2020, but user EU Journey posted, if The Sopranos came out now, how different would it be? He says, honestly, she says, honestly, I think The Sopranos came out at the perfect time, back when people didn't get so offended. I know the show was already controversial before, but imagine how bad it would be with social media being so popular now. Like a show about evil, straight white men treating women and minorities like shit. LOL. It also showed the declining mob, but now it seems like the mob is basically dead. Many of the schemes done in the show wouldn't work now. And politics-wise in the U.S. Is far more divided now. They may have shown Tony and co. as Trump supporters, TBH, which wouldn't feel right. People also want constant cliffhangers and suspense these days. I don't know why suspense is in quotations, which would dumb down the show. Which I sort of disagree with.
According to her.
Suspense does not.
Suspense according to the entertainment industry.
Right.
I guess, sure. why not? But yeah, I mean, I actually think that, case in point, like what we just talked about at the beginning of the episode, like it would be popular now. And it might be, I don't know that, I guess it's asking how it would be different. Would the writers have changed things? Would David Chase have changed things?
Yes. I mean, I think she's right. I think she's right. I think it does come at a good time. I think I always think if you notice, like, I mean, it ended when the iPhone came out. Like,
yeah, almost exactly. Yeah,
it was like it almost exactly now. Like that yeah. year, right? Isn't that the year?
Yeah.
I think that's great. as people who know the time before phones, before smartphones, mm-hmm. like I really appreciate that because it was sort of like, yeah, it was the last show before all the shit hit the fan.
Yeah, because like, I mean, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, like all these shows that came afterwards that were sort of in the vein of Sopranos, all sort of happened like post that time, you know? So it's definitely like a little time capsule. But I guess like what about like the more like or the less PC shit that goes on in the show? Like would audiences be receptive to that, do you think?
Probably not.
I don't think they would.
Yeah.
I mean there was a lot of outcry about like violence, especially towards women, even back then. So now Sopranos.
And a lot of the outcry too is also how like Italians were portrayed. Like, imagine like,
whatever.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about that. But like, imagine like an episode, like a hit is a hit. Like that alone, like people would be like, what the fuck? Like black people are like portrayed like fucking cartoon characters in that episode. You know, like.
Oh, there's so many the racial slurs. I mean, like,
All the
I don't know.
The stuff with Noah would not fly. Would not fly.
Probably not. What's a show on TV that's like that right now? That does anything like that?
I mean, there's not. Although after like Game of Thrones, I feel like TV prestige dramas have taken a turn for like fantasy, not necessarily fantasy, but like sci-fi, like. Elementary, not exactly grounded.
Game of Thrones was definitely like where you can treat women like shit.
True, like, and that was recent.
Yeah,
but there was an outcry.
But that's fantasy. It's not real life.
Yeah,
exactly. It took place in this like imaginary world. Like,
right. Yeah. And they have like gratuitous sex sometimes. But like everybody, they still do that a lot of places. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, what's a show like?
I don't think
there is. I mean, we all just watched Get Shorty.
Oh yeah.
The TV show. Like
fantastic, by the way.
It's great. But like, you know, like things are like much more clean cut. And like if you know, apologies to our listeners who haven't seen it, but like there's a character who's like Latino like gangster like kid and like the character Yago. And like on Sopranos, like that guy would have been a fucking cartoon character.
Yeah.
You know, like
sure. We've seen it.
Right.
Anytime they write like gangsta culture, hip hop, like that sort of thing, it's like borderline offensive how like just cheesy and cliche it is.
Right.
But anyway,
I think it's a great point that user brings up, yeah. And I think we could talk about it like ad nauseum. Like we could really keep going.
True.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna.
But we won't. I'm gonna put a button on this from somebody on Twitter who I thought this sort of goes hand in hand. This is from Caff Barbadoro, a comedian, says people say The Sopranos isn't woke, but Johnny Sack was the first true and honest BBW respecter in television history. Which is a good point.
Yo.
I mean,
another great point by these Reddit users.
Hey, that was on
just
Twitter.
Keep coming up with great stuff. On Twitter. Yeah, just, you know, the internet. Hey, just keep you guys, we really need to get some of these tweeters on here and interview them and see what they have to say because they really make fantastic.
We can tweet it, Kath. She tweeted this yesterday. So, okay. All right, moving on. This one from user Wyatt Herb 831 just finished the show. So this is a newcomer to the show. So I finally finished the show for the first time and what a roller coaster ride, but I have a question. I might've missed them due to having kids around and have to fast forwarding the bada bing scenes along with Tony banging those broads. But whatever happened with the Russians after the failed murder attempt on the commando? You didn't miss
first
it,
all,
my guy.
I love that you're reading it like the Dave Chappelle white guy voice. fast forward the bada bing scenes.
I think the name Wyatt Herb made me do that. first of all, you're watching The Sopranos wrong with the kids in the room. You can't just fast forward every time they're in the bing. You're going to miss crucial plot points. Come
on. Wait, also, like, just find the... Is the A&E like version not available? Like us or
no, probably not. Where would it be? I don't know.
I don't know. A&E.com. I don't know, dude. Go find it. You're the one watching with your kids, you weirdo.
But also it's weird that they would just think that they just completely missed the Russians coming back. Like they looked away for a second, and all of a sudden, like Slava just shoots Tony, and then they just go on with whatever the episode is in. But. Yeah, right. That's the most famous dangling thread. Moving on, we got from user I am Bizarro Stormy AMA. Who on the show do you think has the worst breath? You ever just watch the show and see them talking close and think, man, that guy's breath must stink? I personally think Puss or Richie would have the worst breath. What do you guys think?
Christopher.
Why?
Because he's a drug addict. He probably doesn't take care of himself. Whoa. I think Richie would have great breath. I think he would take care of himself. Pussy maybe.
Great breath spells? Great breath?
I don't know. I think he would have great breath. I think he dresses pretty well and he like, you know, he has great taste like the jacket. I think he's really concerned about his appearance and
spells thinks the jacket is great taste. So. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Joe shops for his clothes at Costco. So,
yeah. Hey, you get great shorts there.
Look. Whoa. Adon never gets his clothes at Costco.
It's the only thing open.
I need my shorts.
I mean, we're just talking to like main characters, like not.
I mean,
like,
if you could think of an obscure character and a reason why they would have good or bad breath, then go for it.
Any of the old people? Old people have the worst breath because they're on like 25 medications. Like they smell shit, dude.
Livia has got to be pretty awful. I mean, Uncle June. You're right.
Yeah, probably.
Feech eating the dandelions where the neighborhood dogs piss. Got to be bad.
gotta be bad.
Okay, we won't spend too much time on that question.
No, please don't.
Hey, we could talk about this ad nauseum. You know, I mean.
Okay, going off. Worst breath. Which act/crime left the best taste in your mouth? Ooh. But this is from user Tross66. I had another post about which act made you feel the worst. The big winners there were Adriana's killing, Ralph beating the Hua to death, and the waiter getting the brick thrown in his head. This time, I want to talk about the acts of violence that left you feeling satisfied. Scenes that left you thinking, wow, glad that happened. They had it coming to them. What do you guys think?
I mean, Ralph getting killed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Although, in that episode, you sort of start to feel bad for him.
It is done in a shitty way. Yeah, and his son is got the arrow through his heart. Yeah, that's right. True.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably the son that got the arrow through his heart. That's what I feel. Like.
Come on, man.
I feel like, yeah, good.
Yeah, true. Good. That's what you true. Get for playing Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and his idiot friend.
It is the stupidest game. They're firing an arrow, a real arrow,
real
into the sky, in straight up into the sky.
Yeah. And catching it with a box. Like, what the fuck?
Who plays that? And they were like, what, like 12?
If that's not the son of a fucking, like, mafia Goomba guy, I don't know what it is.
Not the son of a parent who does not parent at all.
Does not give a shit.
I don't know what it is.
Here, this will entertain you for a few hours. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well have just given him your gun.
Right. I mean, which Ralphie also did with Jackie Jr.
Oh, yeah. So, whatever you need.
I mean, it's done in a terrible way, but, like, it was satisfying for Phil to get killed. Like,
dude, yes.
Like, he was such a fucking cocksucker to Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, such a prick. Felt good.
Well, hearing his weird, head the, pop
the,
open.
The, yeah. And then the car rolls over. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Dude, MVP of the series finale. But,
Yeah.
I would say the guy Tony curb stomps for Coco for talking to Meadow. Mm-hmm. His teeth break off, and then later Tony finds it in like the cuff of his pants.
Yeah, ugh. in the therapy session. That's pretty good. That's pretty good too.
All very satisfying. All right,
yeah. Mustang Sally.
Oh yeah, Mustang Sally.
Yeah, that guy was a prick.
Yeah.
He suffered a terrible death. But
or at least I'll yell four next time.
Inappropriate. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, inappropriate, Mustang Sally. Inappropriate.
That's what Bacalao's dad said to him right before he shot him in the chest. Inappropriate. Okay, this one from Anonymous Vivi. Was anyone else a little upset they didn't include a subplot exploring the other four families of New York? I realize they had their hands filled with side stories and whatever, but in real life, Jersey had parts of a couple of the families, and not to mention Philadelphia. It didn't by any means ruin my opinion on this show being the best of all time. I'm just curious why they didn't include this. Because it was a show about fucking New Jersey, guy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only so many things.
Yeah. Also, how many fucking storylines do you need? How many fucking actors do you want to hire? Like,
right.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, you know.
Hey, we got like the people up in Montreal. We got the weirdo family up in Rhode Island. You know,
also
we got,
New York was very involved. Like Johnny Sack and the whole.
Well, also,
fifth
how
season.
Many? How many different ethnic mobs are there in New York? Probably like an Asian mob or like a Irish.
Why didn't they put
Russian
the Yakuza
or...
in this?
Yeah.
Yo,
kind of weird. Tony didn't brush shoulders with the Yakuza.
From Maid. What's the Irish gang?
Not like the Southies, but like
no, but it's something like that. Oh, yeah, what were those
Westies?
Guys called?
The Westies.
The Westies.
Yeah,
the Westies.
Yeah.
If those were Westies, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't still be here.
Yeah. Well, the Westies were huge in New York. In the
were they? Where? Right? Where? What part of town were they in?
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
And they didn't give a fuck. Like, they would kill, like, all these maid guys. They'd, like, chop their heads off and shit. Like, they were fucking insane.
Yeah.
Where were the Westies?
Where are the Westies? I would like to see that, actually. I'm sold, actually, Anonymous Vivi. All right, moving on. This is a very important question. Why do obese people in The Sopranos get all the sex? I mean, Tony gets to fuck so many hot women, and it looks so unrealistic that an obese, middle-aged, receding hairline guy can manage to do it no matter the money. I can understand the prostitutes, because he probably pays them, but Gloria Trillo? Or Valentina?
I mean, I like how Gullius chose to do a voice of the guy. Like, he is an obese man who wishes he got laid more.
Of the white guy, or I'm doing, yo, what's with all these obese people?
Yo, what's with all those obese people who could get laid and I can't, and I'm 400 pounds?
Sorry, guy. Like, fucking Tony was powerful. Like, that was the whole point.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
He also adds, but hands down, the most unrealistic of all was the Vito and Johnny Cakes relationship. I mean, come on. The guy's a ripped fireman, and he gets infatuated with a chair-breaking fat ass? What the fuck?
Dude, this guy.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right.
Vito is a beautiful man.
Yeah, the three of us are fucking ogres. So we managed to, find beautiful women in our lives. So it's possible. It's possible.
Maybe this user shouldn't take to Twitter or Reddit to find out how he can date beautiful women.
What was this guy's username? Red Pill 55. What was it?
I didn't even say it. My bad. User Mr. Graffio. Mr. Graffio,
I make graphs, okay? And I'm fat.
Women don't want to see my graphs.
He gets into, I guess his line of work is graph work because his last name is Graffio. Makes sense. Okay, so those are...
Yeah, it's like how people would be like blacksmiths or something. They'd be like John Blacksmith.
Yeah, my name is Spellman, and I write dictionaries.
Right.
You win spelling bees. Sure.
Correct.
Yeah.
My name is Feudernick because I hold grudges.
Yep. Makes sense. Okay, so this
great jokes by us.
Yep. Great jokes.
Everybody just turn this off.
Don't.
Those were like some those were like the good ones. And then I have like a maybe column. I don't know if we want to get into those. What do you guys think? You want to?
We can hold off till next week.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I think that was good.
Can I do one?
Sure.
I'll do one maybe.
Okay.
This is also from Reddit. Does anybody else wear a suit when rewatching the show? I guess I'm similar to Junior in that respect. I always make a habit of wearing a suit when watching the show. At the end of a long day, it's not uncommon for me to change out of my suit into sweatpants back into a different suit if I decide to watch The Sopranos. And by the way,
God.
Your name here is user Secretly Gay Cyclist.
Yeah, secretly also not doing
that. Yeah.
I mean, just because you had to say that after a long day. No way.
Yeah.
Maybe I can see this being something Coco would want my roommate former guest of the pod would want to do, like what if we were in college or something, like during Sunday night.
Yeah, like, it's like some suits, something like
half drunk and like watch The Sopranos.
Get your suit on, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, like nowadays,
drunk 19-year-olds. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, right.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, come on, guy.
I can definitely say I would never put on a suit to watch the show. So
I'm just trying to imagine the look on my wife's face if she walked out and I was sitting
all
on the couch.
All three of us are sitting watching, in suits.
Yeah. Sitting in suits watching The Sopranos. Like the divorce papers would be drawn up very quickly.
Nashville hot chicken in our mouths, dripping on our ties.
Do you think when we're allowed to be out in the world, should we wear gangster suits to go see the Saints of Newark?
Yes, actually, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean, I would be surprised if we didn't just happen to see somebody else doing that. There's definitely going to be people in like track suits at least.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was fucking internet.
Are we all dressed up like Father Phil?
I would dress up in a tracksuit. That would be fun, actually. Not a suit, yeah, a tracksuit.
Yeah. Tracksuit. That's true. That's true.
I would get my Pia Costa costume on. I already got the hair going a little bit.
You get your dad jeans, your pink polo tucked in.
Yep. All right. So that was fucking internet. All
right. Spell, should we do an ad read?
Yeah, let me just fucking get it up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our first ever ad read on Oh, a Sopranos podcast.
You're going to love it.
You're going to want to not fast forward 30 seconds.
Don't fast forward 30 seconds, okay?
Actually, in 30 seconds is when Spellman will have it up.
This is all going to be edited out. All all right, I guess I'll give it a go. There is no shortage of action going on at our... Fuck that. Hold on. There is no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partner, BetOnline. NASCAR is back, and BetOnline has hundreds of other games, events, and sports to get in on.
Oh, shit. You like what?
Oh, you can still bet on simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC events. 24/7.
How is that not like rigged? Isn't that like
when we rigged? When we riff, are we supposed to shit on the people?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like nobody's gonna
it listen. Doesn't?
No, nobody from Blue Wire is gonna hear this.
Or listeners, you can participate in a $10,000 Madden bracket challenge. Golias, I know you want to do that. A March Madness style NFL simulation tournament you can enter for free. And coming up next Sunday, Bet Online has ex-Chicago Bulls, Ron Harper, Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright, and Craig Hodges join them to discuss the Michael Jordan documentary on why they're what they're calling the final dance.
The final dance. Cool.
On who's calling that? They are?
They are.
We are now.
They're calling it the final dance, or Bet Online is calling it the final dance?
I think Bet Online is.
Oh,
I don't
that
know.
Interview.
Else? When are we betting on Madden tournaments, dude? Come on.
Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus and check out all the action. If they got horse racing, I would do it.
Oh, my God. They probably do. They probably
do. I lost like $200 this weekend on horses. Bet Online, your online wagering solution.
Love to bet. How's that? Love to bet. Oh,
perfect. We're dropped from Blue Wire. That went great.
That was like
coming up next.
Perfect.
What they're gonna have an interview with the guys on the website? I don't. Okay.
Sure. Okay. What's our next segment, guys?
Gamblers just really want to see that.
Yeah. So our next segment. So David Chase, I guess what was it like a month ago? They had a bunch of showrunners from like famous TV shows kind of post what they like, how they would frame the pandemic on their show. So it was like Vince Gilligan did Breaking Bad, Tina Fey did 30 Rock, like, you know, on
Amy
and
Poehler.
On. Amy Poehler did Parks and Rec. So David Chase did like a few lines of, you know, what Sopranos characters, you know, would be doing, like handling the current crisis. They were fine. We love you. We love you, David Chase. You know, perhaps your mind is on the movie that you're making.
They were written very easily quickly.
It seemed like like a PR person like at Vulture was like, "Hey, can we get this from David?" And his assistant was like, "All right." And like, "He's not going to want to do this."
He made his assistant do it.
Yeah. Right.
So runs, step aside, run to the David Chase, and here comes David Feudernick to show you what your characters would actually say. Spells and I have not heard these.
No.
So.
And a caveat, like, you know, some of these people are, spoiler alert, not still alive on the show, you know, if it was, you know, done currently. So I was just assuming that certain people, like, would still be alive. So the first one is Bobby. You got your coronavirus. You got your Corona beer. And you also got your Corona Queens. What? But you never thought about the Corona thing?
I like it.
Okay.
Well done. I'll give it a thumbs up. Spells V.
Oh, spells.
Yeah, it sounds like one David Chase wrote. No, but it's funny. You. It's funny.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, give it a thumbs up. We do it. Me and Gully's doing thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, do thumbs up, thumbs down. Some of these are like a solid B plus, and some of them are like a real mild C minus. So
yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
There's not
that's
a lot
by
of
feudy
runs.
Standards.
Yeah. My very already low standards. All right, Tony goes, "You got the wrong orange juice. I like the one that says some pulp." Carmelo goes, "Oh yeah, then you go to fucking Stop and Shop next time. You put up with shopping in a pandemic for the whole fucking family. Get your own fucking juice." Right?
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Thumb up.
Carm talking on the phone with Rosalie April. "You know who I saw at the grocery store without a mask on? Angie Bumpusero. She looked terrible too. She should have had a mask on. God forsake me. I shouldn't talk. That poor woman."
Okay, I like that.
I think that was my favorite so far.
We left. Yeah. Me too.
Then this is a quick one. Rosalie just looks over at somebody and goes, "Fucking nosy, stay 6 feet away from us."
Nice.
Yeah? Yeah, that's good.
Each amount of guys, yeah, 6 feet away. You're going with the wives a lot, man. You're really capturing the wives' voices.
Sure. And there's more. Hey, don't worry, listeners. There's more guys now.
Oh, good. Good, because we have no female listeners.
No. Paulie goes,
"Oh, maybe. That's not true.
Fucking Green Grove. They got an outbreak of the COVID, and I can't even get these cocksuckers on the phone to check up on Ma."
Okay.
No, Nucci's dead. Nucci's dead.
Yeah. I said we're assuming that certain people are still alive.
No. I'm saying she would die from
she
COVID.
She would die from COVID.
Oh, she would.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, actually, Spells, you got to cosplay as Nucci when we go see the movie.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Please do.
The giant fucking muumuu or whatever she wears.
Huge fucking glasses.
Oof, not on. You think Blue Cross Blue Shield?
You already have those. Christopher, this is a quick little one. Christopher says, "Fucking Netflix, Hulu, that's where the money is right now. Everyone's fucking stuck at home. We got to get Cleaver on there. Major clicks."
Yep.
I would watch Cleaver if it was streaming right now.
Yeah, I would too. Here's Silvio. "No sports, no lap dances. I'm fucking diving over here. And this president wants to play fucking Doogie Howser."
That's very good.
That's the winner so far. That's the winner.
I actually think these would be lines. Like, you know,
I think overall, these so far, Chase. I think they're at least as good as Chase's.
Yes. Yes.
Not
definitely.
Saying much. All right. This is a full. Just picture we're at the dinner table at the Soprano house. The two kids and Carmen Tony. AJ goes, "You know, COVID was created in a lab by chinks." Meadow goes, "Jesus, AJ, that's so racist." Carmelo goes, "Actually, I was watching Judge Jeanine and she said the same thing." Meadow goes, "Oh God, Mom, you're so ignorant." Tony goes, "Oh, don't you talk to your mother like that." Meadow rolls her eyes. "God, is everyone in this house a fucking bigot?" Tony, "Oh, language. Go up to your room." Meadow, "Dad, I'm 40. Tony, "All right. Well, in my house, you play by my rules, and we watch Judge Jeanine in this house."
I'm so mad that you made that, Tony a Judge that, Jeanine watcher.
That one really had your spin on it.
You wrote the entire scene, man. Which, you know what? Yeah. I think the three of us should write a Sopranos COVID, like, just episode. You know how they did, like, Seinfeld 9/11? Like
right.
We should do that.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
I got a bunch more, so I kind of had the whole thing here. Paulie and Christopher are stuck in the middle of the woods. Paulie takes out a bottle of hand sanitizer, mix it with the relish.
So he eats the hand sanitizer? Okay, I gotta give that a thumbs down.
These are getting more bizarre as we have Paulie eating hand sanitizer now.
Yeah, I wrote that one. I took a long hike today. I wrote that one. It's a little lightheaded, you know. Yeah, yeah, Spells understands.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I feel that right now.
I hadn't eaten all day, you know.
Yeah, I haven't consistently walked more than 10 feet, further than 10 feet since this whole started. So,
and so somehow me and Spells are still 20 pounds heavier than you. Adriana and Chris are watching CNN. Adriana goes, you know, I once gave Andrew Cuomo head. He came into the club and he was so nice. You fucking skank. Adriana, fuck you, Chrissy pig. Chris goes, yeah, whatever. Go disinfect my mask.
Pretty good. Yeah. I like that one. I could see that actually happening. She probably did give Andrew Cuomo head.
in her
story arc, you know, in her backstory, they've definitely talked about it.
From Penn and Teller, and then Andrew Cuomo. Why not? Right?
He was at the same show. He was at that show.
you could see him walking into the club in a leather jacket, like trying to look all cool. Dr. Melfi and Tony speak through a telehealth system. Melfi, Anthony, I think your reaction to Carmela's parents contracting this virus probably reminds you of someone, right? Are you frozen, Anthony? Tony, banging his computer. Fucking internet!
Nice.
I'll try to rattle through the rest of these. The executive game is happening, but all the players are 6 feet apart. Silvio, fuck. Should've stayed home tonight like everyone says. Hey, Clorox, fuck. Get me some wipes.
On point.
Carmela, you saw that Russian again last night, didn't you? God knows what you're bringing into our house. Tony, oh, Carm, I had her tested. She doesn't have it.
Yes.
Paulie, you know, I got that doctor who owes me from that Jets game last year. He's getting me the antibody test. guys are sitting around talking about Christopher shooting the shit. You ever notice he's the only person who needs a flagpole to take a COVID test? It's like, that's a swab.
Smart, yes.
Yeah, sticking the swab. Yeah. Okay. I wrote the by far the worst one is Janice trying to talk to the New Jersey Department of Labor, and I'm not going to read it. It's not
good. No, please.
Oh, come on, now.
It's not good. All right. Janice, hi, is this the New Jersey Department of Labor? I've been on hold for 3 hours. Helper, ma'am, please. Our system is currently down. Please bear with us. I demand to talk to your manager. Sorry, but that's not possible. That's not possible? Or you're just not going to do it? I'm just not going to do it. You're being very rude. I'm going to come down to that office and make you hear me, motherfucker. Are you threatening me? Yeah, I'm going to come down there and fucking kill you. A few hours later, Tony, Janice!
Banging on the door. Oh, God. Yeah.
That was a whole scene.
Imagine being quarantined with Janice.
With Janice?
Oh, God bless the Bacalao kids. Bacalieri children.
They killed themselves. they took the Ouija board and stuck it in their necks.
Speaking of the devil, this is between Bobby and Bobby Jr. Bobby, hey, where you going? Bobby Jr., to Craig's to watch Korean baseball. Bobby, this is a competitive cornhole house. Bobby Jr., I hate fucking competitive cornhole. Oh!
That one's wild. That's wild.
That's the only sports on. Only sports on right now. Paulie goes, fucking Michael Jordan, whatever happened to him? Tony, there's a big documentary on him right now called The Last Dance. Paulie, he became a dancer?
I like that.
Nice. almost done. Tony and Sil sit at the bar at the Bada Bing 6 feet apart. Tony, Carmelo's father, he just passed from COVID. Jesus Christ, we just saw him. Georgie wearing an extra large mask. That's why you got to live for today. Tony beats the shit out of him.
That's great.
Carmela, that Dr. Fauci, now that's an Italian we can all be proud of. Tony, kind of gay, isn't he? Carm, you think every doctor is gay?
Maybe you're gay.
Maybe you're gay. Ever think of that? Last one. Aunt Dottie on her deathbed. I was a bad girl. I didn't wear my mask. That was bad. That was bad.
That's what you end with, the Aunt Dottie? Yes. There were so many stronger ones than that.
Yeah.
But I like the ballsiness of ending on that one.
Yeah. You know.
Those are pretty good.
Overall, I give you a B.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
I give you a B. I liked it.
Yeah, I give you a B overall.
All right. Yeah.
Let us know, viewers/listeners, you would grade Feudernick.
Yeah, and you know, submit your own quarantine lines or COVID lines of The Sopranos if you want.
And then Feudernick will read them.
And Feudernick will read them, and or we'll throw them out.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Feudy. Should we roll on to the next segment?
Do we do a read, or do we go?
Do we want to do our second sponsor read?
We'll do it. But let's do a little tease on what's coming up after the sponsor.
That's right.
We have the return of Johnny the Nut Sacpino.
Hey.
That's right. He's back, baby. He's back, baby.
I'm coming.
All right.
Okay.
Now they're definitely turning off. Okay, yeah. This is our mid-roll ad. I just go into it. For Blue
you
want
to do it?
Guys, looking to last longer and go a few extra rounds?
Oh, shit.
Assuming that's not boxing. Get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that brings your performance in the bedroom to another level.
Hey, I'm tired of snorting it. Gotta fucking chew it. Hell yeah.
They've got the same active ingredients that are in Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Work is italicized. And since they're chewable, they work faster. Also italicized. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach.
Oh, good.
Yeah, thank God, because
I like to eat.
I ate all this chicken parm, but I want to have sex. But my dick isn't working.
I like to eat, and then I like to fuck with the fattest, fucking gassiest stomach ever.
You know what? I want to meet the guy who's hearing this ad right now and going, yeah, you know what? I got to get some Blue Chew. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line. Thank Christ. Oof. Times we're in. Blue Chew's online physician is free of cost, and once approved, your order ships straight to your door in discreet packaging.
What's the approval process? what do you get on the no fly list? Like, you're like, I don't know. You've been flagged.
I mean, do you have to
been
like
doing all
visually
kinds of weird shit on Blue Chew?
Prove to a doctor you have a weak erection, or like, what's going on?
Right.
Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code BlueWire. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code BlueWire. And BlueChew,
like
you
chew.
Found the right podcast to advertise on.
That's right.
Just a few guys in their mid to late 30s relishing a 20-year-old show.
Yeah, we need Blue Chew.
Yeah.
You guys, should we all like take some, do we get free samples for doing this or what?
Should we all
hang out together?
Let me look into it. I can just imagine us like doing the podcast, just like fucking blue spittle like dripping out of our mouths while we're chewing it, just like fucking boners. Like, yeah.
This sounds awful.
Might be fun.
Spells.
I don't know.
You're into it.
Might
be
fun. Yeah. Sacpino would be into it.
Yeah, you know Sacpino.
Oh, yeah.
Sacpino invented Sacpino. Blue Chew.
Oh, yeah, Johnny the Nut is back.
Blue Chew is mostly made from, like, some mold that they found, like, underneath Sacpino's nutsack.
I don't need Blue Chew. I don't need Blue Chew, okay? I take goat weed.
What the fuck, man?
All right.
Hey, we're gonna read my fucking script or what?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so for anybody who doesn't remember or is a first time listener, I'm gonna give like a little who is Johnny the Sack?
Johnny the Nutsack Pino.
Yeah, Johnny the Sack.
I'm a fan of The Sopranos, and I write erotic fan fiction of The Sopranos. Cool, you fucking, you've seen me before. You've heard me. I've been on this podcast before, you fucking idiot.
Not me, Johnny. Not me. I know. I fucking know.
Oh, what am I talking to? I'm talking to you. I see you on the fucking Zoom.
All right. Okay, so
I don't know these people who are listening. I don't. I assume they don't have jobs.
All right, now who you want? You want to assign parts here or what?
Yeah. So Paul and I have not seen this yet. We just opened it. We have not.
They just opened it.
Just opened it in my email. Yeah.
Paul, you play Carmella.
All right.
And the person that comes in at the end, you'll see.
All right.
Did you? You play Tony Soprano.
All right.
And Father Phil and I'll read stage.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. Are you going to say all right again?
All right.
Quarantits by Johnny the Nutsack Pino.
Jesus Christ. This quarantine is killing me. I got to get outside and nut on some broad's ass. Preferably one who deals Mercedes. Yeah,
what did you just say?
What? Oh, nothing.
No, what the fuck did you just say? You got a nut on some broad's ass?
I don't know. This quarantine's killing me. And you know I can't jerk off Carmella. It's part of the code.
Oh, please. Can't eat pussy. Can't jerk off. You know, you guys are a bunch of prudes. God forbid I might want it in my ass every now and then.
Yeah.
Enough of that Ricky Hoon talk. I'm not a fandom, okay? I don't do anal.
Fandom.
I'm not a fandom, okay? I don't do anal. Repeat, I don't do anal.
Father Phil came up here one night, asked if I wanted to do anal.
Tony lunges toward Carmella.
What'd you fucking say to me?
Yeah, that's right. Father Phil wanted to do anal me. Wanted to anal me.
No fucking way. That's right, Phil, Tony.
Father Phil enters disgusting.
Is this me?
Yeah, I think it's me.
Oh.
That's right. Oh. Or is that? Yeah.
That spells.
That's
no,
right.
I'll do it. I'll do it. All that's right, right Tony. That's right, Tony.
What the fuck? Are you hiding in my house? We're supposed to be quarantined. Where's your mask?
Oh, Tony, the virus is nothing more than God forcing us inside to do anal with each other.
He's right, Tom.
Well, if you say so, you're the man of the cloth.
Come, cloth. Father Phil goes, does anal on Carmella. Tony watches. Then does anal on Phil. He actually likes it. Professor Paulientes.
I don't like this at all. I'm Professor Pauline, and I like to watch because I'm a little cock bitch. Johnny the Nut gets all the ass and doesn't like anal. He would be a better host than me on O Sopranos Pod.
Everyone comes and thank you.
Wow.
You know, I didn't like that read. I thought you guys were terrible.
Oh shit! I thought you were the writer, not the casting director, motherfucker.
I'm the writer, the producer, the casting director, and yep.
You know what? The Nut, you gave us gold, and I don't think we nailed it. But
and thank you, thank you very much.
You know what? I think what we did nail was.
I tried. I wrote this in 10 minutes before.
you don't say.
Really?
Before I did a bunch of errands today because, you know, if you don't know, I'm also quarantined here and, you know, I'm getting a little crazy.
Fair enough.
I love that the Nut's voice is just spells a little bit softer and a little bit creepier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Still breathes as heavy, though.
I don't know who this spells is, though. He sounds like a cuck.
Oh, you never met him.
I never met him, but if I did, I'd probably beat the shit out of him.
Well, guys, I think we can all agree Blue Wire is fucking loving that they got us on board.
Blue Wire, you this is the first time we're doing this online, so you know, like, we gotta hammer out the kinks.
Gotta hammer out the kinks. Gotta figure out you know, how we do this.
How to do a podcast.
Yeah.
No, but so yeah, this was good. We got next week, we will actually cover an episode. We'll pick up where we left off. And I just it's season 2, episode 8. Full leather jacket. Hey, the jacket.
Oh, it's the jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
The jacket.
So if you guys have seen that episode and you have any questions about it, you have any comments, you have anything you'd like us to talk about, discuss, we promise we won't make fun of you. Actually, we can't make that promise.
Can't promise that at all.
But send it on in, and we will be discussing that episode next week. What else we got, Feudy? We want to give them our socials here.
You can find us, as we said earlier, at O Sopranos Pod on IG and Twitter. You know, we've been trying to kick up the meme content. Shouts to all the freaks on Circle Jerk Sopranos subreddit, just loving our memes.
If you don't know that is a real subreddit. It's called Circle Jerk Sopranos.
Quite popular.
I suggest you get on it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You can post anything on there, and like within minutes, people are just posting lines from like whatever scene, you know, the meme is from. So, it's fun. So follow us on those socials. Give us an email at sopranospod@gmail.com. Thank you to our wonderful sponsors. Hope you were happy with our ad reads for you. Thank you to Blue Wire. And boys, it's good to finally be back. What do you hear? What do you say?
What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey. Oh.
Oh. Oh.